The top stories from ABC News. Families of two of the victims of the Bourke Street tragedy have released statements remembering their loved ones. Five people died and several were injured when a car ploughed into pedestrians on Friday afternoon. The family of 22-year-old Jess Moody remembered her as a bright bubble of joy who never shied away from a challenge. While the family of 33-year-old Matthew Sy spoke of him as a devoted husband and loving father, brother and son. 10-year-old Talia Harkin also died in the tragedy, with her school principal saying her death was unimaginable. Donald Trump gets to work on his first full day as president, making good on the promises he made during the election campaign, visiting the CIA and continuing his attack on the media. But on the streets of America, more than a million people turned out to protest against his presidency. Calls for tougher penalties as Queensland bus drivers face daily verbal and physical attacks. Unions say there have already been dozens of assaults this year, and a report into driver safety is due in March. And in a stunning upset, world number one Andy Murray has crashed out of the Australian Open, beaten in four sets by German Misha Zverev. It follows Novak Djokovic's exit. And those are the latest headlines from ABC News.